just been joined by Sandy Chicagnani.
Yeah, I've launched just at the end of last year a new network for the island, which is, it's called ICORN, which is the Island Community Owned Research Network. I've been involved in health research for a number of years as a member of the public, and there are lots of exciting things happening out there. So this is a new idea of mine, really, to try to bring the community together to connect with researchers at universities and in the NHS, and just start to raise awareness about research and how people can get involved in different ways, but on our own terms. So it's a new idea. We have our second event next Wednesday, the 21st, here at Riverside in the morning, and the focus is on mental health and resilience. So there are a few people talking about research that they're doing or about to do in the field of mental health. And if you'd like to find out more, you can get in touch with me at the Riverside. There is a Community Action Isle of Wight website which has community research on there.
Brilliant. So you can just leave the tables out from Saturday then, can't you?
Well, yes. It'll be a smaller event this time, but exciting one. We've got people coming over from Southampton University and various places.
Fabulous. Yeah. And that's next week?
So that's next Wednesday from 10 till 1.
Okay. Well, good luck with that one as well.
Thank you.
And then Thursday you'll have a lay down.
Yes. Until hopefully. I start preparing for the next one, which is the following month.
Do you know what? I think of you when it's cold.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, where's this going? I do. I think of you when it's cold, and because people say they go swimming when it's cold.
Yes.
And you're a cold water.
I am a cold water swimmer.
So it's been very cold recently. Mm-hmm. Tell me you haven't been in the water couple of weeks.
I went to Ireland recently, so I did go in the Atlantic, but only for a few minutes. That was
when it was really cold.
It was, yes. That was on the about the 7th of January, I think it was.
Wow. And just explain what the feeling is when you first go in.
Well, it is cold. I'm not going to deny that.
Do you make noises?
Sometimes, yes. The noises help. But it just you have to forget about everything else. You can only focus on yourself and your breathing. But it's a wonderful feeling. You forget everything. And it just makes everything, it's like a reset button, if you like.
Right, OK, because somebody's challenged me to do something similar.
Right, OK.
At some point next year, and I'm doing some research first before I put my hand up and say yes.
Yeah. Well, I am actually involved in a national research project called Outside 2, where they are looking at using cold water swimming as a sort of therapy for low mood and depression. So that is a proper RCT trial that's being done at the moment that I'm sort of connected to.
Fascinating.
So yes, there will hopefully be some proof by the end of the year that it is an effective way of kind of dealing with low mood.
Well, that's a reason for doing it, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. And I say, just going back to that feeling when you're actually in there and you've overcome the, crikey, that's cold. And, you know, then
you get a rush of endorphins, you know. Yeah, it's a real feel-good moment.
Excellent. And when you get out, it's like,
you need to be prepared. You need to know what you're doing. So never go, don't do it on your own. Go with people who are experienced, who know the waters and know what you're doing. Because the important thing is to dry off properly and be prepared for the after drop.
Well, I might leave that to the experts for the time being. But
come and join us anytime. Yeah.
Every time it's icy, I always think of there's always some crazy person having a swim somewhere.
More and more of us, actually.
Good for you. Thank you for coming in. It's great to see you. And, you know, good luck for Saturday and Wednesday as well.
Yep.